Turning your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, we're continuing, of course, our study of what we're calling the Hall of Fame of Faith. And we're seeing men and women who trusted God, who took God at His Word. And over the last several weeks, we've seen faith in action. And we said that faith is taking God at His Word, and walking by faith is living your life based on the truths of the Bible. And in our study of Hebrews 11, we're seeing men and women in the Old Testament who lived it out. And by faith, they did what God wanted them to do. We've seen a number of acts of faith. I just mentioned a little bit while I was praying. But this morning, we want to see what we're calling, in the next slide, is blessings by faith. And we're going to see it involves Isaac and Jacob and Esau. And we'll see how all this fits together. There's a lot here. In fact, when we go back to the Old Testament, I think you'll be surprised. If you don't remember this story, it'll surprise you a little bit. So we'll see it. What do people say when you sneeze? God bless you, yeah. Because, you know why? Because when people sneeze, there was an old view that when you sneeze, evil spirits could come in, so that they wanted God to bless you. I was at a track meet once, Russian-American Junior Championships in Austin, Texas, and I was sitting by a Russian. This was when the Soviet Union was going on, of course, and he was actually a nice guy. So he and I were talking, and he sneezed, and everybody around him said, God bless you, and he said, not in my country. And that's the idea that God bless you meant something like that. But what does it mean? The truth is this, that all blessings come from God. And that God blesses all people, just and unjust, believers and unbelievers. It talks about the rain and on the just and the unjust. The Hebrew word baruch means to praise or bless. In fact, I want to show you something. When it's God to others, that's an idea of a blessing. God blesses us. When it's man to God, when we say, bless the name of the Lord, bless the Lord, the idea of bless there means to praise. So if you said, bless the name of the Lord, you're not blessing God in the same way He would bless you. You're praising Him. And so we're going to see this morning a passage from the Scripture where there's blessings going on. It's going to take a couple of weeks to see this. We're going to see one in one verse and one in another, but we'll see just verse 20 this morning. But Isaac is going to bless Jacob and Esau. That's what we think, and we're going to see how it fits together. Let me give you the outline. In verse 20 is what we're going to look at this morning. We're going to see Isaac blesses his sons, Jacob and Esau. And then the next verse after that, and it'll be a while from now, and it won't be next week, we're going to see Jacob blesses his grandsons. That's Joseph's sons. And so we'll talk for a minute about what is it? What do you mean bless? What do you mean somebody blessing somebody? We'll see how these passages fit together. This morning, Isaac. Next week, or next time, is Jacob. Look at verse 20, because it begins in verse 20 with Isaac. Look at verse 20. It says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding the things to come. Now, let's remember something for a minute. You remember there was the guy named Abram, big daddy, high father, and God changed his name to Abraham, father of many nations. He told Abraham to leave the Ur of the Chaldees and go to a land that he would show him, then he would give him. He'd make the land seed, the blessing, the covenant was given, all of these special things from Isaac to Abraham. Abraham had a son named Isaac. He actually had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, but through Isaac, the promise was made that the Messiah is going to come through Isaac. We saw last week where Abraham was commanded to offer up his son, Isaac, as a burnt offering. And Abraham was willing to do it knowing that since this son would be the Messiah, this Messiah is going to come through the son, God would raise him from the dead. We saw that passage last week. And so, in fact, look at verse 17 of Hebrews 11. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, he offered up Isaac. This is that special son, the son that was born when he was 100 years old. He had received the promise. He was offering up his only begotten son because it was in, this is the son, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. So we saw that last time. And God told Abraham that the blessing, the Messiah, the promise of the covenant. Now remember, the covenant had a land, a seed, and a blessing. The land, of course, was the land of Israel. The seed was the offspring and the Messiah. And the blessing was salvation to the world. And that's all going to come from Abraham to Isaac. Now we're going to see what Isaac does. Because Isaac has two sons, Jacob and Esau. And if you've ever studied the Bible about this, you know that Jacob ultimately gets his name changed to Israel, and his sons are called the 12 tribes of Israel and all of that. But if you know the character of the people, you look at Jacob and you go, Jacob's not, he's a kind of a stinky guy. He is, he's not a good guy, right? And Esau, you go, Esau seemed to be a pretty sharp old guy, you know? Or so what we think. Well, let's think about this passage, and we're going to see blessings. And let me say something to you. In our culture, we don't do it as much, but in that culture, when a man got older, he would bring in his children, his sons, and he would, first of all, his oldest son got a special blessing, and he would say, "Oh, bless my son, and I made you do this and this," and then he'd bring in the next son, and he'd bless them all. The oldest son had got a double portion, and he got the blessing, and he got everything. So we're going to see Isaac bring in his sons and bless them. That's what's supposed to happen. But there's a little background that we have to know. Now, you remember Abraham had two sons. His oldest son's name was what? Anybody remember what his oldest son's name was? Ishmael. And then there was Isaac. Now, God did something unusual. The oldest son didn't get the blessing. The youngest son, Isaac, got the blessing. The promise is going to go from Abraham to Isaac and on down. Now, Isaac has two sons. He's got an older son, Esau, and a younger son, Jacob. They're twins, so they're not that much apart. Let's see what happens. I want you to turn to Genesis 25 to get a little background. Hold your place in Hebrews. We'll come back to there eventually. Genesis 25. And we're going to look at verse 21. Now, if you remember, here's Abraham has his sons, Isaac and Ishmael. And everything's coming through Isaac. Now, Isaac, he's married to Rebecca, and everything is going good, but they haven't got any kids. And everybody wants kids. That's what they thought. We got to have kids. So look at verse 21 of Genesis 25. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife. His wife's name's Rebecca, because she was barren. And the Lord answered him, and Rebecca, his wife, conceived. Guess what? They found it. She said, I'm going to have a baby. And they went, that's what I prayed for. This is fantastic. But then there's something that happens. Notice what's going on. But the children struggle together within her. And she said, if this is so, why am I in this way? What's going on? So she inquired of the Lord because she felt something wasn't exactly right. In fact, she felt like there must be two in here. Things are moving around. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. You've got two nations there. Two peoples will come from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other. And the older will serve the younger. You know what he just said? Who gets the blessing? The younger's going to get the blessing. The youngest son's going to get the blessing, and the older son's going to serve him. That's unusual, but that same thing happened with Isaac and Ishmael. And so they're going to have two kids. And one of them, the younger one, is going to get the blessing, and the older one is going to serve the younger one. So what happens? And by the way, so it begins with that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I should have been looking up there. Isaac blesses thee regarding to come. Have we got to verse 23 yet? Hey, there it is. Yeah, two nations, two peoples. I'm sorry. I should have looked over at you to tell you to change the slide. I'm so excited about the passage, I forgot to look up here. But anyway, the older is going to serve the younger. I think there should be a slide. That's what's going to happen. Now, we find, watch this, the next slide. We find that from this blessing, the seed is coming through Isaac to his son Jacob, not to his oldest son Esau. Now, you remember how it works? Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob, Jacob to the 12 sons. The main one's going to be Judah, through which the Messiah comes. That's what God's plan is. Well, at this time, here is Isaac. He's got two sons, Jacob and Esau. Watch what happens when they're born. Verse 24. When the days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Now, the first came forth red, and all over like a hairy garment, and they called him Esau, because Esau means red. Afterwards, his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob, which means grabber by the heel, or supplanter, or tripper up. It literally means a deceiver. So you got two little boys coming out. One came out, he's all kind of red and hairy, and they go, let's call him red and hairy, let's call him Esau. And then, whoa, he's got his heel. Wait, what do you do? Pull this little one out. He was grabbing his heel. Let's call him grabber of the heel. Let's call him supplanter. Let's call him Jacob, which has that idea of sort of tripping somebody up. Now, so that's the two boys. Now, what do they know right now? Who's supposed to get the blessing? The older son or the younger son? The younger son. The Messiah is going to come through not who? Not Esau, but through Jacob. Watch what happens. verse 27. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter and a man to the field. But Jacob was a peaceful man living in tents. Now, I've read this many times, and people have said things like, Jacob was kind of the man, and Esau was the man's man, and Jacob kind of was like, he was real passive. That's not what this says. Esau liked to be outside, but Jacob, when it says a peaceful man living in tents, it means he was a thinker. He thought a lot, you know? Now, watch verse 28. Isaac loved Esau, because he had a taste for game. He's, man, my son goes after and he gets animals and I get to eat them. But Rebekah loved Jacob. So now you got a little issue here. You got Isaac liking Esau, because Esau goes out and he hunts some game and brings it in, and they always having barbecues and they're having a great time. But Jacob and Rebekah, Jacob says, hey, I've been thinking about this, Mama. What do you think about that? That's good thinking, son. Watch what happens. Because we're going to see something. Esau's the hunter. Jacob is the cooker. The promised seed, Jacob, will be the one to get the blessing. Now, let's talk about something. Watch this. Go to the next slide. Birthright. In the family, the oldest son got three things. He got the blessing, and he got the birthright, but let me explain the birthright. The birthright meant he was picked as the oldest boy, and he had a double portion aspect. So he got a double portion with the birthright and the blessing. That's what the oldest son was supposed to always get. But God doesn't always do it that way. Is the oldest son going to get the blessing? Is the oldest son going to get the birthright? Supposed to, right? Blessing and birthright, two different things. So what they know is the youngest son's going to get the blessing and the oldest son's going to get the birthright. Watch what happens. Verse 29. But Jacob had cooked some stew. Esau came in from the field and he was famished. And Esau said to Jacob, please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I'm famished. Therefore his name was called Edom. See, he has a nickname, Edom, which means red. And Esau kind of means hairy, so that's why they called him Red and Hairy, Esau and Edom. They're the same guy. All the descendants, the Edomites, were descendants of this man. He comes in and he says, man, I've been out hunting and I didn't catch a thing, and you're over there cooking, and you're a really good cook. Let me have some of that stew. Let me have some of that red stew. But Jacob said, remember, Jacob is a what? He's a thinker. Jacob says, let me think for a minute. First, sell me your birthright. Give me your birthright. Now, the birthright, remember, the oldest son got supposed to get the birthright and the blessing and the double portion and all of that. But well, they already know from what God has told them that Jacob's supposed to get the blessing, but Esau's supposed to get the birthright and the double portion that goes with it. So he says, I tell you, I'll give you something to eat. If you'll give me, you'll sell me the birthright. Now, Esau is a hunter and he's a good guy. But he doesn't think very far. He thinks about this far. And he says, I'm starving to death. If I starve to death right now, what good would a birthright be? You think he's going to starve to death? No, but he thinks he is. Watch. Jacob said to him, first sell me your birthright. Verse 31, Esau said, behold, I'm about to die. So what of the use then is the birthright to me? He said, I'm about to die, so let me give you the birthright. And Jacob said, first swear to me. So he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Now Jacob not only has the blessing, he has the what? The birthright and the double portion. He got it all. But what does Esau care? Because you know what? Esau said, my stomach's full now. That's all that really mattered to me. Now, with that in mind, this all ties together. Look at some years later. Chapter 27. Isaac is now old. What does he do when he gets old? He blesses his sons. It's time to bless them. Who's supposed to get the blessing? Who's supposed to get it? Well, it's supposed to always be the oldest child, but God's already told him it's going to be who? It's going to be Jacob, not Esau. So watch what happens. Now, it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see that he called to his older son, Esau, and said to him, my son. And he said, hey, daddy, here I am. Isaac said, behold, now I'm old. I don't know when I'm going to die. It could be any time. I want you to go get your gear, your quiver, your bow, go out into the field and hunt game for me and prepare some savory dish for me that I love and bring it to me so I can eat it so that my soul may what? Bless you before I die. What? He says, next slide. He said, come, I'm going to bless you. Wait a minute. Is Isaac doing what God told him to do? Isaac's not doing what God told him to do. Who's he supposed to bless? Jacob. Who's he blessing? Esau. He said, son, I can't hardly see. In fact, I can't see. And so, what I want you to do is go get some good food, bring it in here, and I'm going to bless you. Now, Rebecca, who does she like? She loves Jacob. And she knows that Jacob's going to get the what? The blessing from God. But she just listens and she goes, wait a minute, what does he think he's doing? He's blessing the wrong guy. That's not right. He's not supposed to bless him. What should she have done? She should have gone right in there and said, Isaac, what do you think you're doing? You know what God said. God said Jacob gets the blessing. What did you send Esau out? I heard you say you're going to bless him. You're not supposed to do that. You know you're not supposed to do that. So Rebecca doesn't go see Isaac. She goes to her son Jacob and says, Jacob, come here. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to fix some food, but I'm going to fix some really good food. What I want you to do is I want you to go get your brother's clothes, put them on, because he's outdoors a lot. He smells like he's from the outdoors, so that you can smell his clothes. And I want you to go in there, and I want you to pretend to be your brother, because your father is going to give the blessing, and it's supposed to go to you, but he's tricking all of us, and he's going to give it to the wrong guy, so you need to go in there and trick him. Does that sound right to you? Does any of this sound right to you? These people are doing really well, aren't they? They're pretty much a dysfunctional family. They are. Look at verse 10. She says, then you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before you die. And Jacob said to his mother, Rebekah, behold, Esau, my brother, he's a hairy man. I'm a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, then I'll be a deceiver, and then I'll get a curse. And his mother said, no, your curse will be on me, son. It'll be on me because I'm the one planning this. You just go do it. Now, what do we have is a dysfunctional family. See, when you read people in the Bible, you think everybody's perfect. They're not perfect at all. Abraham messed up a lot of times, and Isaac messed up a lot of times, and Isaac's messing up right now because he already knows from God he's supposed to bless Jacob. He's going to bless his brother instead, and Rebekah should have gone to him instead of doing that. They're going to lie and cheat, and Jacob is going to look like Esau. He's going to put on his clothes. He's going to put this hairy stuff. He's going to go out and get animal fur, and he's going to put down his arms, and so when he goes in to see his father, since he can't see, he's going to pretend to be Esau, and then he'll get the blessing. I guess in order to get what God's got for you, you got to lie and cheat. Is that right? That sound right? What should they have done? I guess tricking the old man is what they're planning to do. She says, no, don't worry about it. If there's a curse at all, it'll fall on me. Both are wrong. Both are doing wrong. Isaac is doing wrong by not blessing Jacob, but thinking that he's blessing Isaac. And Jacob is doing wrong by lying and pretending to be Esau. Now, when you read the Bible, you don't think of all the people in the Bible doing all the wrong stuff like this. But they did. See, when Abraham left the land with his wife, Sarah, he said to her, listen, we go to these people's houses, we go to this, you tell everybody that you're my sister. And not my wife. Because see, if you're my wife, they may kill me to get you. But if you're my sister, they'll bless me because you're so pretty. They'll give me money because I got a pretty sister. So he lied. He lied several times. Got in trouble for it too. Look at verse 28. Esau's out getting some food. Jacob has the food and goes in to see his father. His father thinks he is Esau. And here's what he says. Verse 28. May my God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and the abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you. May nations bow down to you. May you be master of your brothers and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you and blessed those who bless you. That sounds just like the Abrahamic covenant, doesn't it? It's the same thing. And he says, you're going to rule, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to have everything. Now, who is this supposed to go to? Supposed to go to Jacob. It is going to Jacob. He doesn't know it. He thinks it's Esau. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, but he's lying because he thinks he's doing it to his other son. He's giving the blessing without knowing that it's Jacob. Watch what happens. After that, verse 30. Now, it came about as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob. Was God's plan that Jacob would be blessed? Was God's plan that they'd be lying to do all this? No. Can sometimes, even in the midst of our lies, mistakes, and failures, God still works out his perfect plan? Is that true? Watch what happens. It came about as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had hardly gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in. So you can just imagine that Jacob sneaking out, looking with all this stuff all over him, saying, I got to get out of here. And all of a sudden his brother comes. He also, verse 31, made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father rise and eat of the son's game that you may bless me. What do you think Isaac is thinking? Wait, who is this? What are we doing? What are we doing? Isaac, his father said to him, who are you? He said, I'm your son, your firstborn, Esau. Now watch verse 33, because this is the key. Then Isaac trembled violently and said, who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me so that I ate of it before you came and blessed him? He knows the answer. But watch the next line. Yes, he shall be blessed. You know what he's saying? He said, I was trying to bless Esau, and they tricked me, and I ended up doing exactly what God already told me I should have done to begin with. And so, he is the one that's going to get the blessing. Yes, he shall be blessed. God had overruled Isaac's plan and made him do. He ended up doing exactly what God had told him to do, and that was bless Jacob, even though he didn't do it. The blessing stands. God had already said Jacob would be blessed. And he basically says, I tried to stop it, but God overruled. God worked through all of their sins, their mistakes, their disobedience, their rebellion, their lies, and still brought about his plan. His plan was Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob. That's the plan. Verse 40. Esau comes back in there and says, Daddy, you got to do something for me. I'm supposed to be the one to get the blessing. And he said, No, I'm sorry. In verse 40, he says, by your sword you shall live, and your brother you shall serve. And it'll come about that when you become restless, you'll break his yoke from your neck. So from that point on, Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing which his father had blessed him. If you are Esau, you say, he got my birthright because I was too hungry to think about it, and now he tricked me out of my blessing. But the truth is, he didn't trick him out of the blessing. Who was supposed to get the blessing to begin with? Jacob. Now, I want you to think about this. God overruled Isaac's plan. The question now, here's the big question. If you're asking this, if you're thinking out loud, you're saying this. How is it by faith that Isaac blessed them? Because the passage says back over, if you just read Hebrews 11, verse 20, you think that Isaac did a great thing. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Isaac didn't do a great thing. He did a lying thing. He was going against God's will. How is it by faith that Isaac blessed them? He didn't know. In fact, he was trying to go against what God had said. How is it? Watch. By faith, he let the blessings stand. He told Esau that Jacob will be blessed. When it came right down to it, he said, and why do you think he trembled so much? You know why he trembled? He realized God was intervene, that God was taking his lies and his plan to bless the wrong one, and God would not let him go against God's perfect plan. That's why he trembled so much. Let me tell you what, how do you feel when you openly disobey God? You know what you should do when you openly disobey God? You should tremble. It's called presumptuous sin. The Bible says, Lord, keep me from presumptuous sins. It means that you know you're doing something wrong and you're going to do it wrong anyway. When Isaac was blessing Jacob, or so he thought, and then he realized how God had intervened, he trembled. And he realized, God's not going to let me change his plan. He accepted the plan. He believed and accepted God's plan by faith, the blessing. Wow. This is a tough passage. I want you to go back to Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, verse 20, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau even regarding things to come. He thought he was blessing Jacob, he was blessing Esau. Esau's blessing was, you're going to come unto your brother. That's exactly what God had said earlier. Sometimes we realize that in spite of us, God still brings about his plan. In spite of us, God still does what he wants to do. He's working his plan. One of these days, Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we who are alive and remain to be caught up together with him. His plan is going to be accomplished on this earth, regardless of whether you're faithful or not, because he's going to bring about his plans. The goal is to be faithful. The goal is to be used by God. The goal is not to go against God, but to go with God. Let me give you some applications, okay? First one is rest in the sovereignty of God. Just understand God's working all things according to the counsel of his will. He is the greatest, and we can know and trust him that everything he's doing is right. Ephesians chapter 1 says he works all, everything according to the counsel of his will. Romans 8:28 says we have to trust the goodness of God. We may not like what his plan is. We may not even understand what his plan is. But what the word of God says, we have to rest in the sovereign plan of God. Second, do not openly disobey the word of God. See, it's one thing that every now and then we mess up, right? I mean, don't you sin occasionally, right? And we mess up. And so, most of the time, we're not planning to sin. We just mess up. But there are times that we choose to sin, that we say, I'm going to do this. Be careful. Don't openly disobey the word of God. Isaac knew that he was supposed to bless Jacob, and he didn't like Jacob as much as he liked Esau. Let's just face it. He had a favorite son, and he said, I'm going to bless my favorite son. And God said, no, you're not. You can trick all you want to, but my plan is going to stand. Don't openly disobey the word of God. The last thing is this. We get God's blessing by faith. You understand that? The blessings of God comes by faith. Look at the next. Galatians talks about that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we get his blessings by faith. In fact, let me just, and I want to read something to you. You don't have to turn to Galatians, but listen to this. In order that in Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, as to us, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. When we believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, we get the blessings that come by faith, and that's called the blessings of Abraham. When you trust in Jesus Christ as Savior, you are get blessed by God by faith. May we obey the word of God, resting in the sovereign plan of God, knowing that when we believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, we get the blessings of eternal life simply by faith.